When you are learning how to breathe diaphragmatically, a shavasana practice of breathing can be very helpful. Shavasana is just that pose where you're lying supported on the back. Your head, neck, and trunk are comfortable. You might have a small pillow behind your head and neck. Your arms and legs are relaxed comfortably, a little bit out from the center of your body. Place one hand towards your stomach and another hand towards your chest so that you can monitor what part of the body is moving as you breathe. When we're breathing diaphragmatically, the stomach is relaxed. As you're breathing out, there's a natural settling or softening of the stomach as it moves back towards the spine. And when we're breathing in, there's a rise of the stomach area. The lungs are inflating with air. And then you're breathing out again. We can work with several of the qualities of diaphragmatic breath in this position. The first is smooth and continuous. As you soften your belly, your breath will naturally become smoother and more continuous. If you have a habit of holding your breath, either before you breathe out or before you breathe in, then really focus in on that for a few minutes. Just as you finished your exhalation, move right into the inhale. As soon as you have your in-breath, let the breath go. You'll have another one in just 3 or 4 seconds. Keep your mind very focused on the continuity of the breath and on allowing it to be smooth. The key to working with our breath effectively is to relax and allow it to be effortless. Another quality is an even length of inhale and exhale. You could count your inhale. See if you're breathing in to a count of 3 or 4, whatever it might be. And then see if you could let your exhalation be about the same and then move right into the inhale. Let it go into the exhale. Keep a mental count in your mind so that you can allow them to be about the same length. Stomach is relaxed, effortless flow of breath. Notice the air flowing in and out through the nose. There's that sensation. It's a bit cooler as you breathe in, a bit warmer as you breathe out. Smooth, continuous breath. About the same length on the out-breath as the in-breath. And when we're breathing diaphragmatically, what you'll notice is that the hand on your chest is barely moving at all, and the hand on your stomach is rising and falling like a wave. As you breathe in, the stomach rises. As you breathe out, the stomach settles back towards your spine. Practice this a few times a day, just for 3 or 4 minutes. It allows us to tune into the body, to really notice what it feels like to be breathing with these qualities of a healthy breath. Smooth and even, continuous, through the nostrils, and diaphragmatic. Once you practice this several days in a row, it becomes more automatic. And when you check in to see how you're breathing, you're more likely to find that you're already breathing this way. This is an effective way to change your habit of breathing so that you're breathing for optimal health.